Eastern Sierra now. Sorry I'm running late, guys. I just came driving in from my Reno trip. So I'm cranking this out at 5:30 on the spot. We'll see how fast I can do this. So the first thing yesterday I posted after the news, of course, was that there are some prescribed burning near June Lake happening. Weather and air quality conditions permitting, of course, the fire crews on the Mono Lake Ranger District will be pile burning near the community of June Lake starting yesterday and going throughout the week. The crew plans to go through the week. Smoke will be visible from June Lake, Mammoth Mountain, June Mountain, Levine, and along the Highway 395 corridor. Pile burning fire allows forest to be thinned, opening the canopy and allowing sunlight through, which allows for the resprouting and regrowth of plants, shrubs, and trees. Fire also allows for the recycling of nutrients to the soil while reducing the amount of dead woody debris. So, that's good stuff. So if you see fires up there, they know about it. You don't need to report it. So, but thank you for being a good citizen anyway, for even thinking about reporting something like that. Sometimes people just don't even care, and that's lame. We have also the Forest Service. The Inyo National Forest Service will be submitting preliminary applications for grant funds to the California State Parks Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Division. Grant funds will be used to enhance and manage motorized recreation. The law enforcement grant proposal seeks funding to help ensure off-highway vehicle, OHVs, user safety, education, and regulatory compliance. The agency invites public comments on the preliminary grant applications. These and all other applicants' grants requests, as well as detailed instructions about the process and how to comment, can be viewed on OHMVR website. That is ohv.parks.ca.gov, or just go to Eastern Sierra now. Comments should be submitted directly through the division website from March 8th to May 2nd. So that's a good thing to get in, because what they're basically saying is you want to stand up for your right to ride your motorcycle and razor and everything out there, so you need to get your comments out there about why you think that's important and where and how. So another thing that's going on here is Mammoth Lakes Tourism, our favorite, your favorite, everybody's favorite, is reminding us that Mammoth Lakes Tourism, them, will be the host, will host its event producer forum at the village on March 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please save the date and RSVP below on the link at Eastern Sierra Now. The event will include speakers, lunch, and an in-depth look at the current state of the event industry. So please RSVP through the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce website, which you can click here, or go to Mammoth Lake, I think it's mammothlakechamberofcommerce.com. Just type that into Google, you'll get it. Additionally, we are excited to move forward with the event funding process for 2022. Are you producing an event this year? Please fill out the event survey by this Friday, February 25th. This will be the last call for applications and is a required first step in the event funding process. So you want to put on an event this year? You know, let's say in August, you want to put on a play? You need to do that right now. You need to apply for that. You want to, an outside thing, of course. You want to put on a concert in November? You need to apply for that this Friday. So get a hold of MLT. You can do that at D Snyder, that's S-N-I-D-E-R, at visitmammoth.com. What else do we have going on here? Sorry, guys, I'm trying to get through this as fast as I can, seeing as I am running behind. Oh, look, Mammoth Snow Report. So it's snowing pretty good. I just came out of there right now. It's actually pretty decent in Mammoth right now. We had to drop it into four and everything. So they have got 9 inches of fresh powder. What do we have here? So that's 4 to 5. That's kind of weird. They say 9 there, and then they're saying 4 to 5 here. So somewhere between 4 and 9 inches of new snow is what's going to accumulate up there, I'm guessing. They've had 208 through 279. For the season, and right now the base depth should be between 68 and 130 inches. Snowy days have returned, and we couldn't be more stoked. Right, bro. A fresh blanket of new snow fell on the mountain today with 4 to 5 inches and counting. It's cold out there, making for some light and fluffy flakes, and it looks like this pattern is set to continue. That's awesome. So bundle up. It's time to get out and get a taste of some powder turns again. Thank God. You know who loves powder turns? Black Tie Skis. Yeah. If you're going to get out there and go skiing and check out this POW, call up Jeremy at Black Tie Skis in Mammoth and rent your gear from him. There's no need to break out your board from your garage that's 20 years old. Just head up there, cheap price. They're going to hook you up. They're going to measure it. It's going to get exactly the way you need it so you can have the best turns on the hill. So head over to blacktieskis.com and check that out. Just a quick reminder that High Sierra Energy Foundation needs your input. The High Sierra Energy Foundation is a member of the Southern California Edison's Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input from community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electrical infrastructure in the Bishop area. So head over and get the links at Eastern Sierra Now, and you should be able to click on that from there. You can just head on the top ad banner. You're going to see it at the top. It says High Sierra Energy Foundation. Click that. That'll drop you right into the survey. 2 minutes of your time, you're done. That's all they're asking for. And that will be helpful a lot. So thank you very much for that. So there is, at our friends and sponsor, Northern Inyo Hospital District, they're having a healthy lifestyle talk. It is entitled Better Heart Health. Join Northern Inyo Healthcare District's cardiopulmonary team and renowned health cardiologist Dr. Christopher Rowan on Thursday, February 24th at 5:30 p.m. for an NIHD Healthy Lifestyle Talk. Get on track for better heart health. This talk will introduce you to the Heart Series available right here on the NIHD campus, including electrocardiogram or an EKG services, echocardiograms, pulmonary function testing, and nuclear medicine, plus the amazing team assembled here to serve you. Renowned Health's Dr. Christopher Rowan will then discuss steps you can take to reduce heart disease. A question and answer period will follow under the direction of Dr. Aseo Kamei. The NIHD cardiopulmonary team consists of a dedicated staff of certified EKG technicians, a nationally renowned echocardiographer, and registered respiratory therapists. This team offers a wide array of tests and treatments aimed to address conditions of the heart and lungs. NIHD provides a variety of both inpatient and outpatient services to help successfully diagnose and treat cardiopulmonary issues. So if you want to join this, it's on YouTube. Visit the NIHD channel at 5:30 p.m. on February 24th, so 2 days from now. And you watch for the notice on the channel. It'll say NIHD has gone live. And if you want to do it on Zoom, you can go to Eastern Sierra Now and click on the link there. The meeting and passcode is labeled as well. That should be a very informative event. And who doesn't worry about their heart? Sounds like I'm about to start writing a poem. Don't worry, I won't. I don't have time. So, looks like last but not least, let me just crank through this. So, our amazing Ella Boehm put together a bunch of smaller news things that came out today across Instagram, just in case we missed them. So, you don't have the time to go through a ton of articles, events, calendars, and social media homepages to see what's going on in the Owens Valley today. We've got you covered here at Eastern Sierra Now. This is all the current and upcoming events and news from the Owens Valley as of February 22. That's today, by the way. So first off, since I made that joke, it's Tuesday, spelled T-W-O. Today is February 2nd, 2022, or 2-2-2-0-2-2 on Tuesday. Taco Tuesday, by the way. So everybody needs to have tacos. I just had two, by the way. The next time a palindromic date like this will happen is roughly 400 years from now. So enjoy this lucky day while it lasts. If all of you can use some of your luck on today to just say, we want to get more advertisers and patrons on Eastern Sierra Now, I would be super stoked for you. Thank you. Winter weather impacts Mammoth Mountain and the Owens Valley. Today and Wednesday, we'll see some extreme winter weather in Mammoth Lakes, California, as a storm rolls in. All the main lodge lifts at Mammoth Mountain have been on wind hold since 7 a.m. today due to winds measured at 90 miles per hour on Broadway Express. In the town of Mammoth Lakes, wind is expected at 25 to 30, with a total snow accumulation of around 5 inches today and Wednesday. Extreme cold weather will also drop the low temperatures to zero tonight and Wednesday night, with daytime high temperatures not even hitting 20. Down in the valley, temperatures will also be low, reaching 10 degrees Wednesday night. There will be a slight chance of snow showers today and tomorrow, and wind gusts from 25 to 32 miles per hour. Luckily, temperatures will be hitting 70 again by this time next week. Autumn Harry becomes the first female Paiute fly fishing guide at Pyramid Lake. At 29 years old, Autumn Harry has become the first Paiute woman licensed to guide fly fishing trips at Pyramid Lake. Harry has been fishing since age 6 and has been focusing on making her fly fishing trips accessible to women of color, as well as using these opportunities to teach her people's history with Pyramid Lake and with fishing. To read the full article, you can click at Eastern Sierra Now to check that out, or Instagram. Just come to the article on Eastern Sierra Now, click there, it will take you to Instagram or to the article. So very cool for her. I always love to see culture being spread and taught to those that don't know. That's really cool. Hey, this is really cool. Inyo and Mono County now offer veteran services. The Inyo Mono County Veteran Services Office, or VSO, is now available for appointments every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. The VSO is focused on advocating for veterans, as well as providing counseling and assistance for those who have served along with their dependents and survivors. The VSO is located at 1360 North Main Street, Suite 254, and that's in Bishop. And you can contact them at 760-873-7850. We also have a link to the website at our page, Eastern Sierra Now. That is a very amazing service, and you veterans, use that. Call that up and get whatever help you need. You deserve it. Become friends of the Inyo Trail Ambassador this summer. Deadline March 4th. Interested in spending the summer in the Inyo, Sierra, or Humboldt Toyabe National Forest? If you reside in Inyo or Mono County, you're eligible to do so. Job description includes providing positive public service outreach, interpretation, and trail maintenance. For these national folks, you can click at Eastern Sierra Now or email alex at friendsoftheinyo.org. The deadline is March 4th. The Blake Jones Trout Derby, March 12th. Blake Jones Trout Derby is one of the California's largest single-day trout derbies, an Eastern Sierra tradition offering over $10,000 in cash and prizes. Trout fishermen interested in taking home a prize, this may be your moment. Registration, check-in, and the prize ceremonies all take place at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. While the fishing itself will take place at Pleasant Valley Reservoir and the Owens River, all ages are welcome. For more information and to download the registration form, go to easternsierranow.com. Last but not least, from the Tri-County Fairgrounds, for May 6th and May 7th, which is a ways out, but you need to start getting excited about this. Saturday and Sunday in May, monster trucks are making a comeback, and the word on the street is that they are bigger and better. What's bigger than a regular size monster truck? That, the Truckosaurus? Is it Truckosaurus? Jen, it better be Truckosaurus. All right, we'll see. There will be two shows featuring 10 professional trucks and two ride trucks, not to mention a pit party that will go down in Bishop history. Saturday also, we'll have a barbecue, chili, and salsa cook-off with live music, vendors, food, and beer. Tickets will be on sale soon. You can click here at Eastern Sierra Now for the current information and future updates. So come check that out. Friggin' monster trucks. That's awesome. Okay, guys, we're going to get out of here. It's 5:45. I did that in 15 minutes. I'm pretty impressed with myself. Thank you very much. So, let's just real quick thank our patrons for all of their help. Starting with Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra. You guys make it happen. You guys are the crew. You're the base. If it wasn't for you, we couldn't be doing this. So thank you all so very much. And you interested in becoming a Patreon? Go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow or click on the big red button on our homepage, Eastern Sierra Now. It says become a patron. Thank you all so very much. And we will see you tomorrow on Eastern Sierra Now. This has been Jesse Steele.